Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Kiwi birds have been hitting the headlines recently. Last week, movie star Leonardo DiCaprio used his social media platform with 62 million followers to praise the work of conservationists, Capital Kiwi, who've been releasing Kiwi into the wilds of Wellington. By the way, they're releasing 16 more this week. And it seems to be working. Earlier this month, a Kiwi was caught on CCTV in a suburban Wellington backyard. In Whangarei, sawmill workers were surprised by a big Kiwi roaming their workshop. So how do we keep these Kiwi safe in urban areas? Michelle Impey is Chief Executive of Save the Kiwi and joins me now. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Jesse, how you going?
Keen to talk to you about Kiwi avoidance training. How did this all begin? And this is dogs we're talking about, really.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of funny because the acronym is CAT, so we call it CAT for dogs.
Great.
It came around from trying to find a way, I guess, to keep Kiwi safe from dogs. So recognizing that sometimes Kiwi and dogs are going to come face to face, and how do we reduce the potential, of that dog attacking a Kiwi. So the program is, I guess, relatively simple in concept, where we run dogs through a course that has Kiwi scent. It might be feathers, it might be poo, it might be nesting material. And if the dogs show interest, they're given a little negative correction to hopefully teach them that, Kiwi is not good, in the hopes that they avoid them. So it came around from trying to make that association so that dogs would avoid Kiwi if they encountered them.
Does it work?
It works some of the time on some of the dogs. And thank you for the prompting question, Jesse, because that's probably our key message with this, is it does not make a dog Kiwi-proof. I'm making little air quotes because we've heard that said before. The risk of the program, I guess, so we know it definitely works with some dogs, but it's not going to work with every dog every time. So we try to promote it more for dogs with jobs, we call them. So if people are going hunting or you've got a farm dog, dogs that we know are going to be taken into Kiwi space or very likely will encounter Kiwi, we know it will minimize the risk, but it won't eliminate it. So our big message, like, we will put pet dogs through the training, but it shouldn't change how those pet owners, I guess, behave with their dogs. Like, all of the same things that they should do as responsible dog owners should still be done, whether or not a dog is avoidance trained. So it's one of many things we've got, Jesse, to try and reduce, I guess, the potential risk.
How much do dogs love chasing Kiwi?
I think they really love it. And look, there's always going to be the dog that will sit on the porch and genuinely isn't interested. But look, it's an animal that is quite strongly scented. They can run fast. It's something a lot of people don't know. They will outrun a human at full tilt easily. So yeah, of course, something that, like, jumps out, bolts in front, takes off quickly. It's dog instinct. It's dog instinct, and that's the thing we need to recognize. Eh? Dogs are just being dogs, so they will chase quite often. We'll get stories of a dog that'll rip through a Kiwi population. You know, once they get on the scent, they'll find them. They might dig them out of the burrow. They might chase them if they're out. Right? And we've all seen it when you have your dog and it picks up its stuffed toy and just, you know, shakes its head around. Same thing. So they're not necessarily hunting them to eat them. It's a game.
How much damage can one dog do?
Yeah, it's quite easy, eh? So Kiwi, unlike other birds, because they don't fly, they're a little more delicate in the chest area. So it can be a nudge, could be just even a soft bite isn't a good bite, which is a funny slogan. It can be puncture wounds. They can quite easily crush them and cause crush injuries that lead to death. And then, of course, the shaking around causes internal injury. So it's pretty horrific. We get a lot of pretty grim photos sent to us of Kiwi that have been mauled to death by dogs, and it's not a pretty sight. So not a good experience for the kiwi by any stretch of the imagination.
Did you mention the Waitangi dog incident earlier?
No, I didn't, but it's kind of one of those well-known stories, I guess, and it harkens back to, I think, the 80s in Waitangi, where we think a roaming, I think it was an Asian dog that was in the bush for about 6 weeks. I can't remember the exact figure, but it's in the hundreds of kiwi that they reckon that it killed while it was roaming and in the wild. So we know they can do that. There were quite a few stories last year up in the far north in Opoa Forest. It was quite sad in the Bay of Islands, a community group that have been working for years to do predator control, and the kiwi had naturally started to make their way back in there. And I think they lost, it was 11 or 12 kiwi in the space of a couple of months. And for them, the kiwi were just starting to return. So that was a very big percentage of their kiwi population. So yeah, look, they can have a devastating impact. But I think, Jesse, one of my key messages that we want to try and get across is that we can have kiwis and dogs living alongside each other if we've got, responsible dog owners keeping their dogs under control. Because we've often got this, I think, unnecessary tension where it's felt like it's dog owners versus conservationists, which is kind of bizarre because quite often they are one and the same. Like, there's many of us that own dogs, keen dog lovers, keen conservationists. So it can be done. We're always going to have dogs in this country, and hopefully we're always going to have kiwi. So it can be done with responsible dog ownership. And I think these stories in the news, like, that excites me. I realize it increases the risk for kiwi as they get close to urban areas, but how cool is that people genuinely have them in their backyards again now? I just think that's so awesome. So as long as we're all vigilant, we can do this. They can live safely. They can enjoy our pets, but just need to be responsible.
So what's your advice to dog owners and dog-owning bird lovers in on the borders of the Wellington Bush? What would you be doing?
Yeah, so look, it's going to be keeping that dog under control. So if you're taking it out for a walk, keep it on a lead. I don't know Wellington well enough to know where the off-lead areas are, but I'd say if you want to run your dog off-lead, just respect the rules that are in place. So you can still take it out, keep it on a lead, keep it under control, but just really be mindful of where you're going, I guess, what might be there that might not enjoy your dog's company, and just be aware of the rules in place. So, yeah,
good
and
for you.
Enjoy.
Love the work you're doing, Michelle, and thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.